Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Amud Beis of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We left off by Rav Dimi min Arda Masni Ipcha. There's three lines from the end of the page on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. Three lines from the end of the page, end of the line. So we had just quoted two different opinions as to whether we ever intimidate Edim to make the Rosh Chodesh when it's not really supposed to be. One opinion was, yeah, but only to delay Rosh Chodesh, just not to make it earlier. And the other opinion was, no, never. We never intimidate Edim. We just alternate between Chodesh Maleh and Chodesh Chaser. Rav Dim Marda Masni Yibcha, he learns the exact opposite of Rabbi Shua ben Levi and says as follows, we will intimidate Edim to make Rosh Chodesh early. We're not going to intimidate Edim to make Rosh Chodesh late. My time, why is it that we're not going to intimidate Edim by Kiddush, and we will by Ibur? We will intimidate them for to make late. Hi, when Edim come to be made on the Levana that it appeared on day 30, and we're ma'aymin them not to testify, then be Makadish the Chodesh on day 31. Mechsi Keshikra, it's going to look like a lie, because a lot of people probably saw the moon on day 30, so everyone's going to realize that it was really Rosh Chodesh, and it's going to look terrible for Beis Din. But hi, but when you are Ma'ayim, the Edim, to be made that they saw the moon a day early, no Mechsi Keshikra, it doesn't look like a lie, because no one's going to say, oh, if I didn't see it, it must not have been there. A lot of times they know that they didn't get a good view, but someone else might have gotten a good view, so that's not going to be Mechsi Keshikra. When I know that I saw the new moon, and still they're not allowing Edos about the new moon, that's Mechsi Keshikra. Amr Shmuel, Yachilna Litkune Kulagala. He says, I could fix everything to set the days where Rosh Chodesh are going to fall out in the proper time for all the people who live in Galus. That even though we don't know when Beis Din was Mekadesh the Chodesh, I could establish a calendar based on Cheshbon when Rosh Chodesh should fall, because I'm such an expert in the Molad Halavana and the Mazalos, and I'm an astronomy expert, so I know exactly how to set up a calendar. Amr le Abba, Avuad Rabbi Simlai le Shmuel. So Abba, the father of Rabbi Simlai, said to Shmuel, Yadamar Hai Milsa Tani Besoda Ibur. Do you know what the explanation is of what the Brisa says about Soda Ibur, that Nolad Kodem Chatzos or Nolad Acher Chatzos, that there's a difference between the moon appearing before Chatzos and after Chatzos, and the Brisa doesn't explain what that difference is? Are you such an expert that you can even explain that cryptic line? Amr le Lo. Shmuel says, I don't know what that means. Amalei, so Abba says to Shmuel, Mida halo yadamar, ikim mida yachrinas yadamar. If you don't know that, there are probably other things you don't know either. We don't trust you to set up a calendar. So Gemara explains, well, what taka does that mean? Kisalik Rabbi Zeri, when Rabbi Zeri went to Eretzol, shalach lehu, he sent to his chaverim in Bavel two things that he learned in Eretzol about the Molad HaLevana. Number one, tzarech shei laila v'yom min hachadash. In order to be mekadesh the chodesh on day 30, you need the night and the daytime of Rosh Chodesh to be within the time frame of the new moon. So if they saw the old moon on the night of the 30th, you can't be mekadesh that chodesh. And another thing he learned is v'zusha amar Abba Avod Rabbi Simlai, that which Abba Avod Rabbi Simlai said to Shmuel, that nolad before Chatzos or nolad after Chatzos, there's some sort of chilek. What it means is mechashvin es toladito. We cheshvin the zman of the molad of the moon. Nolad kodem Chatzos. If the molad was before Chatzos of the 30th day, by yadua shenira, then we know that it's possible to have seen it samuch l'shkia sachama, close to shkia of that day. Lo nolad kodem Chatzos. But if the nolad was not before Chatzos, it was after Chatzos Hayom, on day 30, Biyadur Shalonir Samach L'Shkia Sachama. We know that it's impossible that it was seen around the time of Shkia Sachama on the 30th day. So it says Gemara L'Maynaf Kamina. It's a nice fact about astronomy, but like, what difference does it make whether it's possible to see it by Shkia or not? We're not Mekadesh Al Pi Cheshbon, we're Mekadesh Al Pi Rias Edom anyway. So Mervashi, the Chushi Sa'adi, Nafkamina is to know when Edom are lying. If Edom come, if you know that the Molad happened after Chatzos, and Edom come and they tell you that they saw the moon around Shkia time, you now know that they're lying. Amr Rabbi Zeir, Amr Rabbi Nachman, Esrar Ba'ashay, there are 24 hours around the Mola time, Mechasi Sierra, where the moon is covered up and it's impossible to see it. 6 hours before the Molad, 6 hours after the Molad, you can't see it because it's too tiny. And we know that the old moon before it, before the moon is Nolad, is in the southeastern side of the sky. And 12 hours before it's covered, because it's very tiny, it looks, you could, only the people that live all the way to the east can see it. The new moon, after it's Nischadesh, is in the southwest part of the sky, and 12 hours after it's Miskala, because it's so tiny, only the people who live all the way in the west can see it. So from all angles, it can't be seen for 24 hours. Lididon, for people in Bavel who live in the east, those 24 hours are Shisma Atikta Vitim Nisrei Mechadita, 6 hours of the old moon before the Molad, and 18 hours after the Molad. Lididhu, for Bnei Yisrael, it's the opposite. Shisma Chadita, 6 hours after the Molad, Vitim Nisrei Me'atika, and 18 hours before the Molad. L'may Naf Kamina, why is this important to know that there's a 24-hour period that you can't see the new moon? It is important to know, just so that we could know when to contradict the testimony of witnesses. So I guess I'll make that a main point. There are a few facts about the way the moon works that have halachic relevance. Only in that we'll be able to contradict witnesses who say otherwise. Now, Amar Mar, we had said before, Tzorach Shei Laila V'Yom Min HaChadash, that the new moon has to appear both day and night of Rosh Chodesh. Minolan, how do I know this? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, it says, by Yom Kippur, May Erev Ad Erev. That Yom Kippur goes, May Erev Ad Erev. We learn from there that the day follows the night when it comes to Yom Tovim, so you can't be Mekadish L'Chodesh during the day when the previous night, it was still the old moon, because the night is supposed to belong to that day. The previous night is supposed to belong to that day. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says, no, we learn from a pasuk by Pesach, where it says, Ad Yom Echad V'Hashem L'Chodesh Be'erev. So we learn from there that Chag HaPesach finishes on the 21st day of Nisan, that the Yom is Holech Achar HaLaila when it comes to Moados, that the nighttime comes first, and it's not that Laila Holech Achar Yom, like it is by Kachim in the Beis HaMikdash, that the Chag extends to the night after Chaval of Nisan. My B'nai, what difference does it make where we learn it from, whether you learn like Rabbi Yochanan from Yom Kippur, or like Reish Lakish from Pesach, Sabayam or Mashmas Dorshniku B'nai, no real nafkamina, it's just a matter of which pasuk you use to teach us this valuable halacha. Rava Marchatzos Lailiku B'nai, Rava says the difference between them is if you see the old moon until Chatzos HaLaila of day 30, according to Rabbi Yochanan, where you learn from Yom Kippur, where it says Me'erev Ad Erev, so that includes the night from the very beginning and the entire next day. So if you see the old moon on the night of 30th, even before Chatzos, so that must belong to the previous month, and you can't be Mekadesh the Chodesh on day 30 anymore. But according to Reish Lakish, that we learn it from Achilas HaMatzos, which is only from the 14th day of in the evening until the end of Pesach, so Barbasar on 14th day of Nisan, up until Chatzos, there's a chiyuv of Achilas Matzah. After that, on the rest of the days of Pesach, Achilas Matzah is only Roshos. So when the Torah says Arbasar Be'erev, and it equates that to the other days of Pesach, it must only mean after Chatzos of the night of the Seder. So if you were to see, so if that's our limud, seeing the old moon before Chatzos doesn't bother me. I could still be Kovei Rosh Chodesh when I saw the old moon before Chatzos. I just can't be Kovei Rosh Chodesh if I saw the old moon after Chatzos. So the main point over here would be, there's a machlokas whether we derive that day follows night when it comes to Yom Tovim from Yom Kippur or from Pesach. And the Nafka Mina might be if the new moon is seen before Chatzos, if the old moon is seen rather still before Chatzos HaLaila, can that day still be declared Rosh Chodesh? Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Nachman, Kol Sveika, anytime you have a Suffolk, when Bezon was Mekadish the Chodesh, whether it was day 30 or day 31, and you don't know, when should I make Yantif, when should I make Sukkot, when should I make Pesach? L'kamei Shadinen. We always assume the later of the 2 days. We make Yom Tov on the day Tezvav and Tezayin, but we don't make Yom Tov also on day Yodalit, because Bezon may have been Mekadish Chodesh on day 29. the Meimra. So Rabbi Zeru comes to say the Chameser v'shitzer avdinan. We make Yom Tov on Tesvav and Tesayin. Our Besar lo avdinan, but we never make Misafek on the 14th. V'lavin nami our Besar. Ask Gemara, why don't we do it on the 14th? Dilma chasru la'av chasru la'elul. After all, it's possible that the last 2 months in a row, if we don't know about them, were both a chodesh chaser, and therefore really the 14th day of the month is the proper Yom Tov. Says Gemara, treyarchi chaseri kala islu. If in fact there were 2 months in a row that were both chaser, we would have known about it. Such a thing has a kol. Such a thing people would have heard about. So I guess we'll make that a main point, that if you're not sure about when Rosh Chodesh was for the last 2 months, you make day tezvav and tezayin Yom Tov, not Yodalid, because if it would have been that there were 2 months in a row of chaser, we would have found out about it.